Welcome to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I am Dr. Nick Barnes, and our mission is simple. It's to transform the way that you view and manage your health so you can live to your God-given potential. If you're listening right now and you're dealing with numbness, tingling, burning in your feet, maybe knee pain that just won't go away, weight that won't come off no matter what you try, or you just feel like your body isn't working the way it's used to, I want you to know you're not alone. And more importantly, you don't have to live that way. You're not stuck. There's things that you can do. There's things you can get to get to the root cause of the problem. And I'm just so glad you're tuning in. So if you guys don't know anything about us, you're in for a treat. We've been on the air for over 10 years and been in practice since 2008. We're here in St. Louis to serve you locally, not only over the airways, but we're on TV, we're on social media. We do seminars in the community all the time. And so I'm just thankful that you're tuning in today. It's not by chance that you are here. If you tune in every week, we thank you for being an avid listener. If you are just randomly listening to us this morning on the way to church or maybe in your kitchen, we just appreciate you. And just know that this is coming from a place of we have our number one asset, which is our health. If we lose our health, we lose everything. And so I want you to understand that health means your body has to be healing. Your body has to be healing. It's not just how you feel. Of course, I want you to feel great, but your body has to be healing. So let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're trying to eat better. You're trying to drink all this water. Maybe you're exercising more. Maybe you're taking more supplements, but your body just isn't responding the way you thought it should. Maybe you've blamed it on your age. Maybe you blamed it on genetics. Maybe you're just not happy with where you're at because you feel like you should be so much more healthier. I think it's one of the things we got to step back and say, where are we at? You know, I think if we ignore our current state of health, that's one of the most dangerous places to be. If we say we're fine, if we blame it on our age, if we blame it on our genetics, none of that is actually accurate. Research shows that age has nothing to do with your health. Research also shows that genetics have about 10% that play into the results of your health. And so what do you do when you feel that way? When you're doing everything right or doing a lot of things right, but you feel like your body's not responding. Maybe you still have that pain. Maybe you still feel inflamed. Maybe your energy isn't where it should be. And deep down you're thinking, like, what is missing? Like, what is going on? And I think we have to be curious about those questions. And this isn't a place of, I'm broken down. Oh, I'm falling apart. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's what are we missing? What else is underneath the surface that could be causing these problems? Maybe you have that big diagnosis that you don't want to have. Maybe you're worried about getting that big diagnosis of, you know, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, some type of autoimmune disease. But what are you missing? Well, today on the show, we're going to be sharing something with you that we're seeing more and more in the research. And honestly, it changes everything when you understand it. This is very simple. You may have heard this before, but your nervous system controls how your body heals. Your nervous system controls everything. Not your medications, not your workouts, not even your diet by itself. It's your nervous system. It's your brain, spinal cord, and central nervous system. And your brain sends signals down your spinal cord through your nerves to every organ, every muscle, every cell in your body, telling it what to do and how to function. This is how our body actually heals. It's the master control system of the body. If the signal is clear, your body heals, right? At 100%. If that signal is disrupted, your body starts to break down or causes dysfunction. And here's the problem. Most people have disruption or interference in the nervous system. They don't even know it. Why do they not know it? We can only feel 10% of our body at any given time. That's not Dr. Nick research. That is medical research that shows that you can only feel 10% of your body at any given time. And so they keep trying more things, different diets, different treatments, more medications, but they're never addressing the system that actually controls healing. That's why we see people dealing with neuropathy, knee issues, weight problems, gut issues, even pelvic floor problems, headaches, back pain, numbs and tingling, sciatica, foot pain. And these things just keep getting worse. No matter what pill, potion, lotion, injection that the medical system is giving you is not working. Guys, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. We have more surgeries than ever before in history. We have worse results. We're in the trillions when it comes to the debt of our healthcare model, our healthcare system. We are out of 37 countries. We rank 37th in the performance of our healthcare system. That's dead last out of 37 countries. And so we got to say, listen, it's not random. It's a breakdown in function in your body, right? It's not random. It's a breakdown in function in your body. So at Health From Within, we focus on restoring how the body actually works, because when the function improves, the system starts to function and properly, and therefore the symptoms start to go away. Now, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, that actually kind of makes a lot of sense. I never really knew that my spine protects our spinal cord and nervous system. No one maybe has ever explained it to you that way before. Maybe you've never heard of it before. And I'll tell you that your spine from the front has to be straight up and down. Your hips have to be even. Your shoulders have to be even. And then from the side, you have to have three 45-degree curves in the spine. Our spine should look like an S as it goes up from the side. And what happens is that we don't ever look at this until it's too late. And so for you to understand, if there is interference, if there is true damage in the spine that's contributing to the nerve system issues that you might be having, you know, I would at least encourage you to see what's actually going on. Why would you not want to know that, right? And so that's one of the biggest things that we do in our clinic when people come in with any ailment is, hey, I know you might come in for foot pain or neuropathy or gut problems or pelvic floor dysfunction or, headaches. We're going to start with the spine, because the spine, if it's damaged and there's problems there, it's not just potentially going to cause pain, but it's going to cause, more importantly, dysfunction. So I at least encourage you to see what is actually going on in your spine. So we do very specific testing in our office to measure how your nerve system is working and where the breakdown is happening. We don't guess, we test. And the reason that we do that is because we don't want to just say, oh, let's put this kind of lotion on you and just hope you feel better, right? Let's give you this injection, just hope you feel better. No, our goal is to get to the cause. We want to get to the root cause of the problem, stop things from degenerating, make you feel better so you can function, or make you function better so you can feel better, and reverse the damage as much as you possibly can. So in our office, we'll sit down with you. We'll see, hey, this is what's going on. How can we help you? What kind of modalities and therapies do you need to be doing in office and or at home, no matter what that ailment is? And normally that new patient appointment is $360, but when you call in on the radio show, the key is you got to call in on the radio show. It's only $60. You save $300 by calling in. I know it's almost laughable with how affordable and cheap that is. But the reason that I do that, I don't want excuses of people not getting their spine checks. And the reason why that's important is because we make a lot of reasons or excuses on why we choose not to get healthy. We think it's too expensive. We think it takes too much time. Guys, I'm telling you right now, you're going to lose your health someday. If you don't take care of it, you're going to, and everything's going to get costly and everything's going to take your time. So I'm telling you right now that if you call in during this show, it's only $60. That covers your entire new patient appointment and the follow-up appointment where we'll go over your results with you. Okay. So you can call our office right now. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We're located in Rock Hill, the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you do get a voicemail, please leave a message. I will not be answering any calls live on the air, so it's all private, HIPAA compliance, and I'll be able to answer any questions for you and get you scheduled. So the number is 314-323-7214. And I just want to make sure you know that we'll walk you through the whole process. I know it might be new to some of you, and some of you have been around the block with this for years. which is awesome. But we'll walk you through everything. And, you know, I just want to tell you about a patient who came in dealing with exactly this. They had knee issues. They had numbness and tingling in their foot. They had weight gain problems or weight loss issues. And they've been to the primary care physician. They've tried every injection. They've tried Mounjaro. They tried any GLP-1. They tried injections into their toes. They've tried all these new exercise programs, nutritional programs, tried every cream you can see in the market. And guess what? Things were getting worse. Their pain in their feet were getting worse. Their pain in their knee was getting worse. And their weight loss was not happening. And so this person's named Jake, and he came into the clinic and he was just like, you know, Dr. Nick, I heard you on the radio and what you said makes sense to me. I never really looked to the root cause of the problem. I just have been chasing my symptoms. That was his words. I've been chasing my symptoms, and I realized that there's got to be something different. There's got to be something to get the root cause, and what you said made a ton of sense to me. So I called in, came into the show, and this is about 6 months ago. And so Jake, we saw damage in his spine. We saw concerns about his blood flow. We saw concerns into his actual knee joint, that we knew that more injections weren't the answer, more drugs weren't the answer, and absolutely he didn't want surgery. And so now after 6 months, this is awesome. After 6 months, Jake has his life back. He's lost 25 pounds in 6 months. His knee pain is no longer there. He's had to actually cancel orthopedist appointments. Before, he had a really hard time walking because his foot numbness and tingling and burning was so bad. He had to wear specific shoes. He couldn't even take his shoes off at his house. I mean, it was a huge issue. He was worried about even traveling with the amount of distance of walking. And so that is now 50% better. So he's able to do everything he wants to do. He's able to travel. His knees pain is completely gone. And he's lost 25 pounds. And so if that sounds like something that if you have one or all those ailments, you want to see if it can help you. Once again, now we're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. And I'll have you call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm so glad you're tuning in. It's been an awesome show. If you guys didn't miss the initial segment, we talked about just really how the nervous system controls everything and how the spine has to be in proper position to allow those signals from the brain to travel on the spinal cord across the nerve roots to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. And so we had a lot of callers. And usually, I'll just be honest with you guys, usually we open up about 25 appointment spots week to week from the radio show. And so I know we've already had five callers over the break to get the discounted exam of normally $360 for only $60, which is crazy. And the only reason that we do that is to remove any excuse. That's right. It's an excuse of not getting well. So if you want to schedule a new patient appointment, as I said earlier, we do not answer calls on the air because of HIPAA compliance, but please leave a message on this number and we will get you scheduled to come in for a new patient appointment to take advantage of that $300 in savings, which is just crazy. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, I don't know if you saw in the latest research, or at least the latest published research, I think it's been around for a while, and this is really sad, that 25% of all newborns are coming in to the world in a compromised physiological state. 25%. 1 in 4 children are born in a compromised physiological state. That's not acute trauma from birth. That is chronic stress, physiological dysfunction going forward unless it gets corrected. And so let's think about that. We're in a world of stress right now. Obviously, it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's affecting younger people. But this goes back to the baby's experience in the womb, the fetus's experience in the womb, what the mom went through pre-pregnancy, during pregnancy, and obviously during labor. And so I just want you guys to know that the next generation needs a lot of work. They need a lot of help when it comes to their health. And they're looking to us, not just me. They're looking to you. They're looking to us to set the standard and to set the example. Whether you have kids or not, it's going to impact the next generation because they're watching. They may not tell you they're watching, but it's just that old phrase in church that says more is caught than is taught. And so how you live your life is seen and watched. Whether it's your spouse watching you, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, whatever that is, I just want you to hear me that this next generation, 1 in 4 babies being born right now, already have a physiological dysfunction occurring, and that's without a diagnosis. That's compromised stress, compromised function of the body due to stress. And so I think we have some responsibility of doing something different, so we can expect different results, okay? So a couple of things. I wanted to really hit on just a couple topics that are, my patients come into the office and they say, you know, what do I need to do, right? What are some things to do? You know, before you even come to the office, I want to just kind of knock these out of the park, right? So before you even come to our office, we want to give you some tips, tools, resources, action steps, the most important things to do before you come to our office and or when you're in our office. I know I have a lot of our patients are listening to the show today and usually do, which is awesome. And so some of these are simple, but why don't we do the simple things, right? Why don't we do the simple stuff first? Why are we always looking for the next magic pill, potion, or lotion to try to get us well? Why don't we just get back to the basics and get the results we want, or at least contribute to the to getting the results that we want? So before you come to the office, I want to give you a few things that can start doing right now. That's right now, that will help your body begin to heal. Number one, cut back sugar. Everyone knows sugar's bad for you, right? Sugar drives inflammation. That's why it's not good. And inflammation is the root of so many of the issues we talked about and we'll talk about today, especially obviously pain, knee pain, weight gain, neuropathy. Sugar is a toxin, especially with the high fructose corn syrup and all the fake sweeteners that are out there now. Those are damaging your pancreas and damaging your nervous system. They are considered to be neurotoxic, right? Neurotoxic. And also, sugar is one of those ingredients that is addictive by nature. I mean, it says it has a eight times level of addiction than cocaine is. Hopefully no one's really gotten into the addiction of cocaine, but it just shows you that, okay, sugar is literally can be used as a drug, and a lot of us use it as a drug subconsciously based off of emotions. Whether we're happy, sad, or indifferent, we're eating sugar, right? And we'll even laugh about it sometimes, right? Even some churches will do like donut Sundays, and it's like, okay, well, we're praying for healing, but we're eating donuts here. So we gotta step back and say that's not a condemnation, but we gotta be convicted by that, right? So number one, cut back sugar. Number two, start moving every day. It's an absolute requirement for us to move every day. My rule is to sweat every single day. And why is that? Because when we sweat, our lymphatic system moves, our metabolism goes up, our body detoxes, and everything moves at a faster rate to benefit us. Listen, if we're not moving every day, then that's going to affect our heart. It's going to affect our lungs. It's going to affect our cardiovascular system. It's going to affect our pain receptors. And if people say, well, I work at my job, that's what I do. I get my workout at my job. Well, we got to train outside of our job to deal with the stresses of work or life. Train outside of your job. You can't use your job as your workout. It's not going to work anymore. Okay, so you got to start moving every day. You don't have to overcomplicate it either. I mean, even 15 minutes a day helps improve circulation and function. I mean, anything is better than nothing. You know, going for a walk after your meals, you know, is awesome. Morning, lunch, dinner. Trying to get a 30 to 45 minute walk in every day is awesome for you, right? And so we don't have to have a fancy gym membership. Yeah, those are nice, but we don't have a fancy gym membership. We got to move. We are meant to move. And so you got to move your body, right? Number three, you have to hydrate properly. This is very simple, but most people don't do it. Your body needs water to function, right? We're made up of about 70% water. And most people are walking around dehydrated without even realizing it, usually replacing that with hunger, right? So we got to be drinking about half of our body weight in ounces of water a day. Something else that can help with mineral intake and absorption is putting pink Himalayan sea salt into your water. Not a lot, just the taste. And what that does is it provides 34 essential minerals for your body, and it allows your body to hold a good amount of water, but more importantly, it's an electrolyte balance. So you got to make sure you're drinking water, about half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. Okay. Number four, we have to prioritize sleep. Your body heals when you sleep. If you're not sleeping well, you're not healing well. That's just a fact, right? You got to sleep. When do we need to sleep? We need to be in bed by 10 at the latest, and we need to be, up when the sun comes up. Okay, we should be focusing on getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And some of you, myself included, we think we can operate off of 5 hours of sleep, but I'm telling you, that's usually not enough time for your hormones to heal, repair, and recover. Right, so we got to make sure we're getting enough sleep at night. Right, those are great starting points. Just those like four simple things: sleep, water, move, cut back sugar. Like that's so simple, right? So simple to do those things, but we just don't make time for them, right? And if you're listening right now, and you're thinking, this sounds like me. Like I want help in getting in doing these things. And one of the things in our office is that our team, we hold people accountable because we treat everyone like family. We want you to be great. We want you to experience your awesome potential. And at the end of the day is that we just know it takes work. It just takes work. And so I wanted to share with you a story about Sandy. Sandy's awesome. I met her at my church, and she says, "Dr. Nick, I've been watching your stuff on TV. I've been watching your stuff online. I've really kind of seen from afar how many great things you're doing for people." And then she goes, "Well, I got on your Google reviews and I saw that you almost have 500 five-star reviews, which is the highest in the area. And I read through them and I realized like, you're kind of the real deal." And I go, "Sandy, would you think anything less?" And she goes, "Well, I've always been cautious about going to holistic practitioners. In this case, I'm a chiropractor. I've been really cautious because I just grew up in a medical system, my husband's a medical doctor. And so I just kind of always put my faith into medicine and surgeries and injections. And it's kind of all I've ever really been exposed to. And it makes me kind of worried to go outside of that." And I go, "One, Sandy, thanks for being honest and open with me about that. And I wonder how many people are listening right now who that's just kind of what they've always done. They've always just listened to what the insurance company says, what medical doctor to go to. And really it's the same results: special tests, special meds, special surgeries. And we're not getting where we need to go." And I go, "To Sandy, I appreciate you being honest with me, but I'm telling you right now, if you want different results, you got to do something different. You can't do the same thing over and over and expect different results. That's insanity. Albert Einstein said that's insanity." And it's exactly right. I think if we want to go with the majority, we're going to get what the majority is going to get: meds, surgeries, and chronic illness. And I go, "Sandy, do you want that?" She goes, "No." And I go, "So what is your biggest problem? What's your biggest issue?" She goes, "Well, I'm 64 years old. I'm struggling with some hormone problems. I'm struggling with pelvic floor issues. I'm struggling with lower back pain. And I just feel like I talk to people my age and they just kind of laugh about it, that it's just normal." And I go, "Do you think it's normal?" She goes, "No." She goes, "I feel like a 20-year-old. My body shouldn't feel this way." And I go, "Well, let's see if we can help you." So we had Sandy come into the clinic and I said, "Listen, there's some areas of concern just based off of your posture, just based off of the things that you're saying, the fact that they're putting you on 7 different medications and you're getting worse. I mean, this is a crisis. And we saw during the exam, we saw unstable pelvic floor. We saw lower back disc space damage, which was causing sciatica. And we saw blood sugar issues, that she was a pre-diabetic and that she was starting to see numbs and tingling in her hands. And she's like, I feel like I can't even open certain bottles or cans anymore. And she's like, it's just embarrassing. And I don't know what to do about it. And so I go, Sandy, we're going to put together a specific plan for you. It's not going to be easy, but if you listen to us and you're committed, you're going to get the results you desire. And she goes, I'm really putting my faith in that God sent me here and that I know you from church. And I feel like I just need to do this. And I go, okay, well, let's do it. You're part of the family, whether you like it or not now. And listen, in 90 days, in 3 months, Sandy's pelvic floor dysfunction, low back pain, was completely gone. I mean, I even choke up thinking about it right now. Her numbness and tingling in her hands was like completely gone. And one of the things that I love most is she goes, you know, I feel like I reversed my age by at least 10 years. And I go, what does that mean to you? I said, and she goes, listen, I can be a better grandmother now. I'm a better spouse now. I can serve more at church. And I go, listen, it's all because you put the work in. You stepped out in faith. You did something different, which I know is uncomfortable, and you got your life back. And so if you're listening now and it sounds like you have one or all of those things, or you're just struggling with headaches or numbness and tingling or diabetes or whatever that is, and you want to see if we can help you, the first step is scheduling a new patient appointment. For a detailed exam in our office, normally it's $360, but when you call in during the radio show, it's only $60, but you got to call in during the radio show. I'm going to give you the number to call. Leave a message if I don't answer. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in St. Louis. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And we are here to serve. I mean, we've had an awesome show today. I mean, these are some record call-in numbers texting me. If you're wanting to get that new patient appointment, which saves you $300, it's only $60, which is just insane. Call or text this number right now, and we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment. Please leave a message. We will not answer anyone's calls over the air because it's HIPAA compliance. Obviously, it's important, and I care about your privacy and your concerns. So I want to make sure that you hear me loud and clear. We're located in Rock Hill, Manchester, McKnight. The number is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. Guys, I just searched up to this week because patients were wanting to know, like, well, I had a couple of analytical patients, let's put it that way. 90% of our patients are like, yep, I believe you, I get it, I've been doing my research. And then the other 10% are analytical to a fault. That's analysis paralysis. If you or someone you know is like that, it is very hard to progress in certain areas when it comes to your health without you knowing every single detail. And then even then, you don't take the commitment level. So I would encourage you that do your own research, but have action followed with it. Okay, because information is great, but it doesn't turn into knowledge or application or results until you actually use it and put it to work, right? So here's a couple just headliners. Just this week I looked up, right? So the National Institute of Health says that the brain-body connection drives healing, inflammation, and chronic disease. That the spine has something to do with your immune system. It has something to do with your healing potential. It has something to do with your body's ability to work at 100%. The spine in the right position allows things to work and heal at 100%, which we know that. Come on. We know that. But why do we have a research study that just says the obvious, right? We're seeing more and more research that shows that the nervous system is the master controller. And if that's off, it affects everything. Duh, right? Two, chronic inflammation is linked to nearly every major disease. We knew this. the World Health Organization just put out in the last few months that inflammation is connected to heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and neurological conditions. Why do we need research on that? We kind of know that already, right? The biggest health crisis right now isn't just disease, it's dis-ease. It's chronic inflammation driving everything from behind the scenes. We knew that as well, but here's some research, okay? Here's more research. The gut health and microbiome is exploding in the research facilities. The research from Harvard Medical School continues to show the gut impacts immunity, brain health, metabolism, and even your mood. We know this, but research is coming out more and more that proves it for the analytical folks. Your gut isn't just for digestion, it says. It's controlling your immune system, your brain, and even your ability to lose weight. Which we know that. But here's more research. Neuropathy and nerve damage on the rise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report just last week there's an increasing rate of diabetes, over 1,000% increase in diabetes over the last 30 years, and nerve-related complications that go along with that. We're seeing more people and patients than ever before dealing with nerve damage, and younger people as well. And most are told there's nothing they can do, which just simply isn't true. And so the CDC is saying that, yep, diabetes is up. Yep, neuropathy is up. Yep, nerve damage is up. And we don't really know what to do. There's no solution. We have one. We have one. Number five is mitochondria and cellular energy equal longevity focus. So the health of your cell and the ability for the powerhouse of the cell, which is the mitochondria, to function at 100% increases your longevity. Research shows that cellular energy and mitochondrial health, if that's present, it increases your years alive and your healthy years alive. So your energy and metabolism and how fast you age all come down to how well your cells are functioning. We all knew this, but new research is coming out, okay? Red light therapy. This has been around for years, and now it's just getting hot. No pun intended. Red light therapy is gaining mainstream credibility. It was credible to me about 15 years ago. It's increasing clinical use and recovery, fat loss, and inflammation reduction. This is why we have this in our office. Light-based therapies are now being used to help the body heal and even improve fat loss and cellular level healing. We knew that. Here's another one. Non-surgical orthopedic treatments are growing faster than the traditional model. Thank goodness. Things like shockwave and regenerative therapies are becoming more common alternatives to surgery, and even a rise in referrals to non-invasive holistic procedures from good orthopedists and good surgeons. So most people are turning to non-surgical options that help the body repair itself instead of just masking the pain. Thank goodness. I still see people wanting to miss work to get surgery though, guys. I'm telling you right now, sadly, my insurance covers it, so I'm just going to just get both knees replaced and not think about it afterwards. You know how many people tell me they wish they would have never got their knee replaced? I would never do it again. I'm glad I did it, but I would never do it again. Let's just get our head out of sand, okay? Watch this. Weight loss is another research. Just came out just 2 months ago. Weight loss is no longer just about calories alone. Research shows hormones, inflammation, gut health, and nervous system function all play major roles. If weight loss was just calories in and calories out, everyone would be skinny. There's something deeper going on. And that doesn't mean you need GLP-1s and injections and potions and lotions and whatever quick fix there is damaging your pancreas, damaging your mind, damaging your gut. We are in an epidemic with quick fixes for weight loss. Worse than I think ever before. It's scary. It's absolutely scary. Pelvic floor health awareness is increasing. This is a great thing because the pelvic floor, most of you have never heard of that, what that means. It's the bottom, it's by the, it's below your hips. It's where our privates are. It's where reproductive organs are. It's where our colon sits. It's the function of our hips, the function of how we walk, how we stand, how we sit. If we lose pelvic floor health, we lose a lot of things that go undetected and we start chasing. So the pelvic floor health awareness is increasing. Research shows pelvic floor issues are incredibly common, but most people don't realize they are simple, non-invasive solutions. That's why we have a pelvic floor therapy chair in our clinic. Growing recognition that millions are suffering silently. Women postpartum and over 40, men over 40, it's showing up everywhere. Lastly is movement is medicine. We know this, right? Exercise is still critical, but research emphasizes function before intensity. So this means walking. This means elliptical. This means riding a bike. These are the simple things, right? It's not just the intensity. It's about just normal function. So you can work out all you want, but if your body isn't functioning correctly, then you won't get the results you're looking for. So obviously, this week in health announcements, we're obviously seeing more evidence about all these things, right? And so this is why Health From Within, our clinic, we focus on restoring the body's function instead of just chasing symptoms, right? And so what we're seeing now in research is things we've been talking about for years. Things we've been talking about for years, right? And we got to understand that we're doctors in a clinic that actually understand what's going on. Our head's not in the sand. We're keeping up with the latest research, the latest headlines. And so why? Because we just know it's proving what we've been talking about for years. And so if you're struggling with weight or neuropathy or pain or pelvic floor concerns or diabetes or cancer, heart disease, and you want to see if it can help, normally coming to the clinic is $360. You have to call on the radio show to save $300, though. So it's only $60 when you call in on the radio show. We will not answer your call on the air, but please leave a message. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Nick Barnes with Health From Within, where we focus on the next generation of health. The next generation of health, because if it's not us, then who will do it? If it's not now, then when will it happen? It's time that you're part of the family. It's time that you step up, you start leading, you start doing the right things for your health. Stop relying on the pills. Stop relying on the surgery. Stop relying on injections. You're better than that. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. You're designed to heal. Your body desires to heal. Start acting like it. Start respecting it. Start honoring it, and you're going to get amazing results. So hang tight. We got one more segment left. It's going to rock your world. I'll be right back. Thanks so much. Welcome back, everybody, to listen to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I'm so glad you guys are calling and texting in with questions and just really wanting to get plugged into what we're doing to the community. It's pretty special. I can tell you that I've been in practice since 2008, and I've been on this show for over 10 years. And I think it's just one of those things where, you know, once you wake up and see what's happening in our society and our culture when it comes to health, we know we got something we have to change. And if you're going with the majority, it's not going to be, you're not going in the right direction. So if you're listening right now, you've been dealing with numbness, tingling, burning in your feet or hands, or maybe it's a sharp pain shooting down your leg, what people call sciatica, or the constant tightness and pain in your neck that just won't go away. I want you to hear this like very clearly. Like, this is important. That is not normal. It may be common in our society, but that is not normal. And it's not something you just have to live with anymore. And if this is you or, you know, a loved one you're thinking about, like, I'm just telling you, like, we don't have to suffer anymore. I mean, our show and myself, we talk about these issues show after show after show. The reason we keep coming back to certain issues and topics and the things in the community and the culture and where we're headed with our current healthcare system, and because it's not changing. There's people out there suffering, and that breaks my heart. We don't want you to suffer. How can you serve others and love others and do the things you love to do when you're suffering? It's just not okay. And so we know that there's issues that people just accept, and I'm sick of hearing that. Like, it's not common. It's not you're just your problem. It's not just, you know, oh, it's my genes, my age. Nope, that's all just lies. It's all just excuses. And so I'm giving you a reason here to wake up and change and honor your body. And if you're already doing that, kudos to you. That's awesome. It's paying off now, but really it pays off in 15 years. But what people are told is that it's only a small part of the picture, right? It's just okay. Just keep living your life. Keep pushing through. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. Like, you'll get through it. Just make those doctor's appointments that you wait for months to get into to get a script. And that should work. Right? Do you sense the sarcasm, right? That should work. You know, they're told it's circulation, it's aging, it's wear and tear, it's your genetics. But what if that's not the real issue? What if it's deeper than that? What is the actual real problem? If that nerves themselves that aren't functioning properly because of past traumas, toxins, and stressors have caused this to happen. Listen, we think about if we have an ailment, we think that the problem started last weekend. That's not the case. It's years of what we've been through, even like from birth on. I know it sounds heavy. If you're in your 60s, you're like, whoa, that's a long time ago, right? But I'm telling you right now, it's years to get to that point. So take it easy, right? Take it easy on yourself. It's not just last weekend or last month. It's years. And maybe it just showed up for you, but it's taking time to get there. And so here's what we're seeing more and more of, right? Your nervous system controls everything in the body. We've talked about that today. And when there's interference, there's damage in that system, it shows up symptoms like burning, numbness, tingling, shooting pain, weakness, you name it. And here's the part most people don't realize. Those symptoms are not the problem. They're the warning signs. I'll say it again. Those symptoms are not the problem. They're the warning signs. They're the check engine soon light. You know, that's what we got to think about. We can't ignore that. Your body's telling you something is not right. And if you ignore it or just cover it up, it usually gets worse over time. This is why I always use the analogy. If you're driving your car, you're about to go out of town on a road trip and your check engine soon light comes on. And you're like, I'm just really busy. So I'm just going to put a piece of duct tape over that. Like, that's not smart, but that's what we're doing with our body. Oh, I just take ibuprofen every day. Oh, I just take Aleve. Oh, I just take aspirin. Oh, I just take Tylenol. What happens? You're literally putting duct tape over your check engine soon light. Symptoms can be a blessing if you listen to it. So let me share a story with you. We had a patient come into our office dealing with severe neuropathy in their feet. And her name was Lisa. And she described it as burning. Like, their feet were literally on fire at night. She couldn't sleep. Couldn't walk comfortably. She was told that there's nothing you can do. Take this gabapentin 3 times a day for the rest of your life. Try Lyrica. Try Cymbalta. Try pregabalin. Try all these things that are not FDA approved for neuropathy, by the way. And that's one of the most frustrating things someone can hear. Take this. Come back in 6 months. Because you don't want to manage it. You want your life back. You don't want just to cover it up. You want to actually get to the root problem, because it will get worse if nothing's done about it. So when we evaluated her, we found what was not just a symptom issue. We found that their nerves were not getting the proper signals and that not getting what they needed to heal. So instead of just chasing the symptom and giving her another prescription or, you know, sending her off on her way, we focused on restoring function. And over time, the burning decreased. Her sleep improved. She started getting her feeling back on her feet. And that's what happens when you address the root cause. Right? And we're doctors of cause. So if we focus on getting the cause of the problem, we can stop it from getting worse. We can reverse it. And we can change the patient's life. Now, let me give you another example. We had a patient dealing with sciatica that came in. His name's William. William came in with sciatica. He was limping around. I go, William, you know, you're 55 years old. Tell me more about this. He goes, well, it started about 20 years ago. I'm like, man, you are stubborn. Shout out to all the stubborn middle-aged men out there, right? You are stubborn. I go, what have you done for it? Oh, I just stretch it when it comes and goes. How often does it come and go? He goes, well, it used to come about 3 times a year. Now it's like, once a month and maybe, every other week at this point. And I go, aren't you sick of that? And he goes, yeah, I am. It's starting to affect my traveling. It's starting to affect my golf. I can't even sit at work. And it's shooting, stabbing pain. I've tried PT. I've tried injections. I've tried going to orthopedist. I've tried stretching it. I've tried, all these different types of crazy therapies. And what happens is that it's just continues to be sharp, shooting pain down from my lower back down to my leg. Every time he sits, every time he stood, it was just there. And he tried, like I said, stretching, medications, even injections. But nothing was lasting. Nothing was actually working because no one had actually addressed what was actually causing the nerve irritation. When we looked deeper, we found dysfunction in the lower back. We found dysfunction in the glute area. We found dysfunction in the hamstring. Nothing was working together. It was all just, even how he walked, it just didn't look smooth. And so we created a plan to restore proper spinal function and proper nerve function, take pressure off the disc spaces, take pressure off the nerve roots, and take pressure off the nerve down the leg. And over time, the pressure on that nerve decreased and the pain started to go away. And of course, he was able to get his normal life back. Instead of dealing with this every 2 weeks or every month, he's like, yeah, I haven't had it since the first 2 weeks since I've been to you. And it's still going great. And I'm still doing everything I should. And if I didn't come to you, I would have probably had surgery at this point. He goes, not the fact that I finally stopped masking the pain is when I started to actually fix the problem. Let me share one more. I mean, Rebecca came in with chronic neck pain, tightness, stiffness, headaches, pain going down into the shoulder blades, even into her hands. And she thought it was just posture. She thought it was just stress. So she'd get massages, which, by the way, massages are glorious. They're awesome. If you're getting them, keep getting them. But she's like, oh, it's just work. It's just work. It's just a computer. Just a computer. I go, okay, well, have you always had this? And she goes, no. I go, were you stressed and were you working about 10 years ago? Well, yeah. I go, so it's not just work. Something's not right. So she thought it was just posture, stress, or work. Something that she just had to live with, though. Like, oh, it's just part of, I got to work. I just got to live with it. So we call these people minimizers. It's not that big of a deal, they say. I can handle it, I think. But other people are worse than me, right? These are called minimizers. So shout out to all the minimizers out there, right? And guys, I can speak freely on this because I see enough people to where I know people and personalities. But when we evaluated her, we found that there's nerves in her neck that were under compression, the disc spaces were damaged, and they weren't functioning properly. So again, we didn't chase the symptom. We found the dysfunction. We restored the function, and over time, tension decreased, the pain went away, and she felt like herself again. And guess what? She was still working. Okay. Three different people, three different symptoms, but the same or similar underlying issue or cause. So the nervous systems weren't functioning the way they should, and so therefore it showed up as symptoms. So let me say it again. If you don't fix the function, you will keep chasing the symptom. If you don't fix the function, you will keep chasing the symptom. So at Health From Within, we do things differently. We don't guess, we test. We look at how your nervous system is functioning. We identify where the breakdown is, and then we create a plan to help your body heal. Because when your body heals, it's designed to heal, it desires to heal, it just needs the right environment. It just needs the right environment. It needs the right tools, the resources. So if you're listening right now, if you're dealing with numbness, tingling, burning, sciatica, neck pain, diabetes, and you're thinking, this sounds like me, like, or this sounds like my spouse, I don't want you to wait anymore. There's no reason to wait. What is the purpose of waiting? The longer these issues go on, the harder they are to correct. And if you want to find out what's actually happening, let's see if we can help you. And so for a new patient exam in our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. For a new patient examiner office, normally it's $360, but if you call in right now, it's only $60. So you save $300 by calling now. But the catch is you have to call during the show. You got to call during the show. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. We'll walk you through what to do, we'll answer your questions, and we'll see if you're a good fit. That's 314-323-7214. You don't have to keep living like this anymore. There's a reason that you heard this on the show. And if it's for you or a loved one, we'll still honor that $60. The number is 314-323-7214. Let's figure this out together, because I do believe that you were designed for so much more, and ailments, whether they're minor or major, shouldn't hold us back. Shouldn't hold us back. And so I appreciate your time today. I love all the calls coming in, all the text messages coming in. Once again, please leave a voicemail, and I promise I'll call you back and get you scheduled and get your loved ones scheduled as well. But tune in every week. We're looking to give you guys hope about health and healing. And remember, our mission is to transform how you view and manage your health so you can live to your God-given potential. Have a blessed weekend.